May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the fellowship of our Holy Spirit be with us now and always. Amen. In the beginning, it is with joy that I bring you greetings of love and God's peace from our home congregation in Outlook, Saskatchewan. And I also want to bring greetings from all of the believers there in Saskatchewan. Many, many are remembering us here in prayer that God would bless these services. And we have, haven't we experienced that God has so richly blessed us so far this weekend. And with that prayer that God will continue to open his word for us, I will read Psalm 84 for our study. And the words are in Jesus' name as follow. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, a sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and in whose heart are the ways of them, who, passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, our God, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Amen. When I was asked to serve at these services, this portion of scripture immediately came to mind. That psalm speaks of the beauty and security that we experience here in God's kingdom, where we have so many precious escorts, those brothers and sisters in faith that carry us here on our journey toward heaven. It says that this psalm is for the sons of Korah. And we remember Korah and his followers, how on that wilderness journey they rose up against Moses and Aaron, challenging their authority to lead the children of Israel on that wilderness journey. And how, after rising up in heresy, The earth opened up and swallowed them. So one might wonder how those sons of Korah could look upon God's kingdom as a beautiful place. I am sure they felt much grief, both at the loss of faith of their father and his followers, but then where they were eternally separated. But they could yet rejoice that God had preserved them in living faith. It has been my experience that when the trials in my life have been the heaviest, when we've lost loved ones, it is then that that beauty of God's kingdom shines through. When we need that support, when we need that love to carry us through that trial, be it the loss of a loved one, losing, having a loved one deny their faith, or even losing one that has denied their faith eternally. This is the only place I want to be, where I can be carried along my journey toward heaven, where I have brothers and sisters that can correct me when I go astray, brothers and sisters to preach that gospel message, where I can believe my own sins forgiven. And even now, dear brother, dear sister, just as you find yourself here this morning, you can uplift your heart to believe. This gospel message is for you personally. You can believe, all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. Believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. When we can hear and believe that gospel message, we have hope of heaven. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. I have heard it said that, I don't remember if it's a swallow or a sparrow, builds her nest deep inside a tree, where it is above the ground, so those predators that walk the land cannot reach. But it is also buried deep, so that those birds, those predator birds, cannot reach them. That nest is nestled safely there in the branches of that tree. And this is a picture of God's congregation here on this earth. We have a place of refuge, a place, particularly at these gatherings of God's children, where we are protected from those temptations from the world. a place where when we fall into temptation, we have a brother or sister in faith that can preach that gospel to us, where we can unburden ourselves of those cares, those sins that we fall into daily. And we can believe freely once again. When I was studying in preparation for this service turn, I remembered that several years ago, there was a presentation on this text. And in this presentation, the author spoke of God's word, or God's kingdom, spreading throughout the globe. I believe it was around that time that the awakening started there in Africa, where an African man found God's kingdom. And his joy was such that when he returned home, he spoke of his reason for joy, and many there were awakened. We heard yesterday about that parable with the bread and fishes, how Jesus was able to feed that multitude with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, which was a miracle. But then when they gathered up what was remaining, Scripture tells us that they filled, I believe it was 12 baskets with the remnant from the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And we heard how this is a picture of that living bread. How when we think of that living bread, that the more we share this gospel message, the more there is available. Who, passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. This here speaks of that living water, where it talks of passing through this dry place, this valley of Baca. Jesus tells us that where 2 or 3 are gathered, he is there in their midst. Where there are 2 people together in living faith, that living water can flow from one to another. And there, that water, Jesus tells us, will never dry. So when we gather together through the Holy Spirit, we can be strengthened in faith. We can believe our sins forgiven. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. Isn't that our journey here, dear brother and sister? We travel. We go from strength to strength, from victory to victory, each time we are able to put sin away. We win a victory over sin and hell. And we can walk again freely. We also, when we think of going from strength to strength, we have these oases here on our journey to heaven. Every week, we have multiple opportunities to gather together with God's children, be it Bible class, Sunday school, or services. I know for myself, sometimes I feel tired and would rather sit at home. But every time I have been able to drag myself to the gathering of God's children, my faith has been strengthened. Don't you remember if it's Apostle Paul that wrote that we would gather together all the more as we see that day approaching. So we have our gatherings there in our local congregations. We have those opportunities at our camps where we can gather together again around God's Word and discuss that way and the journey. And then we also have these big service events where we gather from across North America and even from Finland. Gather together to hear God's word, to visit with each other about our journey here toward heaven. For a day in thy courts is better than 1,000. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. It's a good place to be, isn't it? Traveling here amongst the children of God. Is there any other place you would rather be? Here, we have those escorts to help us, to comfort us when we experience trials here in this life, to share our joy when we have those good times here on our journey as well, whether it be two people being united in marriage or welcoming children here into this world. Those precious gifts that God has given us. When we think of that portion where the psalm writer writes, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. I think of that writer to the Hebrews who wrote about those Old Testament travelers who were able to do marvelous works, works that were acceptable to God through faith. And he speaks of the rites of Moses, how Moses, by faith, when he was By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. By faith, Moses was able to see that hope of heaven, and he was obedient to God when he instructed Moses to guide his children on that wilderness journey. By faith, he chose to dwell in the house of the living God rather than dwell in the tents of wickedness. And I also thought of Jesus' words to his disciples, where Peter asked him, this is in Matthew 19, Then answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? That we have given up everything. What is there for us? And I remember reading this portion, and it is found in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. But I didn't see this part until recently when I was studying for this service turn. Or it, maybe God didn't open it up to me. But in Mark writes that Jesus' response was, Verily, I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or lands, for my sake and the gospel's. But he shall receive 100-fold in this time, houses and brethren, sisters and mothers and children and lands, with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life. So we know and understand that we desire to travel on this way to heaven, avoiding the pleasures that this life has to offer, avoiding sin, putting sin away as it besets us, so that we one day would be granted that gift of eternal life in heaven. But in Jesus' response here, he says that there are blessings in this life for us. There are blessings for us on this journey when we travel together with God's children. He says here that we will receive 100-fold in this time, houses and brethren, sisters and mothers and children and lands. That God blesses us here when we put our trust in him. Jesus also told us that seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things will be granted unto you. Before that, he was speaking about the birds and the fields, how God looked after them. And if he looks after them, will he not look after us as well? I know I certainly have experienced God's blessings here in this life. First of all, that gift of faith that he has given me and you. That gift that not one of us deserves. Not one of us has done or can do anything to keep. We can only believe and pray that God will keep us here in his flock until the end of our journey. But when I think of those where Jesus speaks of that hundredfold blessing, I think in particular of God's kingdom, God's congregation here on this earth, that this psalm writer wrote so beautifully about. I remember, I think it was a couple years ago at the summer services, where a brother began his speaking turn. We said, I look out into the audience and I see my brother and my sister and my mother. That mother congregation that Scripture tells us is the pillar and ground of truth. Jesus tells the seven churches in Revelations that he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. We want to hear the instruction here in God's kingdom. We want to be obedient to that instruction, so that we can keep this faith, that we can continue traveling together on our journey toward heaven. Coming here this morning, feeling my own sinfulness, doubting whether God would open his word, I would ask if I can believe all my sins and doubts forgiven. It is my desire to believe together with each one of you. And if there would be one listening who is not a part of this kingdom of God's children, this gospel message can also belong to you. You too can believe, even that sin of unbelief. You can believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. And again, here in closing, I would wish to offer that gospel message to you, dear brother, dear sister. You can uplift your heart to believe, all sins forgiven, in Jesus' name and precious blood. Believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. All sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. If we can keep this faith to the end of our journey, that reward in heaven will be better than we can even imagine. It pays to believe, dear brother and sister. In Jesus' name, amen.